Good afternoon, everyone. Today's November the 8th, 2013. And here I am again, out for, well, kind of a walk, and at his pit stop at the post office here. I'm currently at Victoria Street, crossing Johnson Street, heading back for home, so I can be back in good time. It's 2:37. And, as I said, I was at the post office filing in my change of address, finally, which I didn't get to do before I moved. So that's to take effect on the 13th. And I dropped off something that was for NLS, something from back in the day with when I was with my ex. I think it was a Little House book. So that's on its way back to NLS now. Finally, after so many years. It was in the box with all the move, with all the stuff we went through. Yeah, which I know, I've been going through a lot of stuff, getting it put up, and still a few more things to sort out and put away. But for the most part, it's all accounted for, pretty much. Still a few little things, but living room looks more like a living room again and not like a junk room. But anyway, last week we did find the old router, because I've been at Future Shop, and got me a new router thinking the old one would have been lost. Well, it turns out that it was found. And so I'd already had the new one already hooked up and everything, and so I thought, well, I'll put it on and see what the range is on it. And, of course, it covered most of the house fair, but I'd like to have something in case I ever, like if I'm anywhere in the house, I got a good signal. Because I like to have good signal when I'm doing something. If I ever get a chance to do an audio boo from my parents' home, because I know they don't hardly go anywhere, and I'm spending a lot of time talking to Delma. So, but anyway, the router's got a really good signal. Shoot, it covers like the whole yard and a good chunk of the block where my parents' house is. Okay, better get going, because there's just Gage Street we crossed, and there's no stopping for the for Gage Street traffic, such as it is. It's residential, but so we've done that. So that was that. So plugged the old one back in, decided, well, I don't know, but see, then I was so used getting used to the new one, and I liked it better. So made the decision that I'm going to keep the new one, I'm going to hang on to the new one, use that, and just keep the old one for now, and maybe at some point later sell it or get a couple bucks for it or even give it away or something. It's only $30. I paid like $30 for the thing a couple of years ago at Future Shop. It's a D-Link DIR601 router. The new one's I don't know what that one, but I think it's 605 or 615 or something like that. It's a newer model router. And it's an N300. The old one's an N150, which is lower power, I assume. So that's the deal there. Brought my printer up. They might have to reconfigure the new username and password on the Wi-Fi. But it's up in my room finally. And I know my mom keeps going on. That's why I'm doing this while I'm out. She keeps going on about, oh, did you put this here? And put this there, and still wants to go through stuff, and, oh, do you really need this? What's this for? Why do you need that for? And, or what is this? Or what are you going to do with that? Kind of thing. I know she's meaning well, I guess, but it's just the idea. Do you think they can do that? I've got a file cabinet in my room, and unfortunately the lock, I think, is messed up on it. It doesn't work, and I got stuff in there. I want to go through that myself. I don't need her going through that. Last night, she was going to go through there, but I didn't let her. So hopefully she'll leave it be. My concern is going to Alabama in just 10 days, that she'll take the notion to go through more stuff, but I'm going to specify no. Even if I have to put duct tape over the drawers to hold them shut, I'm going to do that if I have to. May not look too nice, but I hope it'll make a point. But anyway, that's that. So decided I'd slip out, and I knew I needed to get my change of address in. So I've done that, and so now I'm on the way back home now. It's 2:42 now, so maybe if I'm lucky, this may go back over my Wi-Fi. But anyway, passing the creek, the other day I took a walk, and this is just a small little creek. It just passes through the area here, by the railing here. And I'm just passing over a sidewalk, and it passes under the street here and goes on, actually it goes under Center Street and then Gate Street, then on Simcoe. And so this is that same creek that I walked by. So now I'm, like I said, I'm coming approaching William Street, and so I think, yeah, there's a yellow house on the far, well, there's a garage with a bright yellow door, although it's faded. I'm walking through the leaves, and I'm coming up to a white house. It's, well, it's not white, it's all fixed up, and upstairs, well, kind of a upper windows put through, and there's a new house that's sort of between the house right on the corner where somebody with a dog named Charky lived years ago. Two-car garage and steps, good, so it looks like a split-level house here. It's a nice house, but probably expensive. And there's a garbage truck. So, or is it a garbage truck? No, it's, yeah, it is a garbage truck. Yeah, it's one of those side-loading trucks, so they're putting garbage there. Anyway, that's a wrap for now, and I will see you all next audio boo. Take care, and have a blessed day, y'all.